we're talking about, I want to show you what God did, and this is why we are where we are, and this is why this church will raise up in this area, and this is our responsibility, this is our obligation and our accountability to God to make sure that everybody we can get this message. Because we just read that they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall do what? Reign in life. Reign in life. That means over every opposition. It doesn't matter what it is. We shall reign in life. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what language you speak. But once you receive it, you will reign in life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. But here we go. But all things are where? This is Amplified. That's what we got it in. No, give it to me in Amplified. Give it to me in Amplified. If you can do that. Give it to me in Amplified. But all things are where? Who through Jesus Christ did what? Reconcile us to what? What you mean reconcile? You know what reconcile means? God made us right with himself. God made us what? Right with who? Himself. Received us where? Come on, let's read now. Received us where? Into favor. Brought us into what? With who? The world, the devil, sickness, disease, poverty, lack, confusion, himself. Is God confused? Is God sick? He brought us into harmony with who? Himself, and gave to us the ministry. That's why we don't, you don't get this good news and then sit up and look like you something on a stick. and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. Let's look at that word reconciliation. Let's go on so we can see that. 19. That by word and deed, we might aim to do what? Bring others into harmony with him. Why? Why? Because God has enough for everybody to live life and live it to the full. You don't have to be jealous of me. I don't have to be jealous of you. You don't have to compete with me. I don't have to compete with you, because you can have all of God's overflowing blessing that you can take and believe and walk in, and it won't affect me. But some people see somebody get something, they get all upset like that's the last one. There's another car out there just like the one you got. If you want one just identical to mine, I guarantee you go to the same dealer, they'll get you one. If they don't have, they have it made and shipped to you. Our thinking have messed us up because we have not realized we do not have to have any of that in our lives. And we need to stand against that and guard against that and say, I'm not going to have that. And when somebody get blessed, I rejoice with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That word by word and deed. See, this is why we preach the gospel. This is why we teach. So everybody in the congregation can grow up. And you might start out as a baby. You have no business staying as a baby. Everybody grew up. So you can go tell somebody. And they grew up. They go tell somebody. And then we spread this good news all over Houston, Calhoun City, Vardaman, Mantee, wherever, West Point, Tupelo, you name it. We spread this good news to mankind. That's really why they're at the house now doing something else, because they don't think the gospel, the way we present it in the past, they don't think it works. Because most of us act like they act and broker than they are. And out there trying to borrow from them, then you trying to tell them how good God is. They'll say, if he's so good, why are you over here talking to me? Come on. But he said that by word, listen to it now, that by what? Word and deed. Not just words. See, words with no action, no deeds, is no good. Just talk and no action. Word and deed. We might what? We might aim to bring others into harmony with him. Come on, let's go forward. Listen to what God said. It was God. It was who? It was God personally present in Christ. It was who? God personally. God took this person. It was God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself. Not counting up and holding against men their what? Their trespass, their wrongdoing, their evil deed, their lying, their cheating, and their immorality and all they were doing. But did what? Come on, y'all. But did what? Cancel them out and committed to us the message of reconciliation, of the restoration to favor. God said, go tell them, I have nothing against you. Everything that were against you, it's been canceled out, removed. There's nothing between you and me. All you got to do is come and receive. Like that $20 I was talking about earlier. All you got to do is come and receive it. I didn't put any kind of restriction on it. You got to do this. You got to do that in order to get it. No, it's free. It cost me to get it, but it not cost you anything. Because I'm giving it. Y'all ain't. Then once you get that 20, once you get that 1,000, once you get that money, then that money can work for you. God is saying, I want to get you my grace. I want to get you my love. I want to get you my righteousness so it can do you like I do. Yeah. That grace and righteousness and love will do for you like I live. That's the whole point. God wants us to get it so we can live like him. Does God have a problem? Yes. The God has a problem. No. The God, is God suffering? No. Is heaven about to go bankrupt? No. Is they about to turn the lights off? No. As he's talking to Jesus, the angel, how are we going to keep this thing going? He is his own supply. And he want to get you over there so you can be supplied like him. That you lack nothing, you need nothing, you want nothing. But the enemy, because we're here, the enemy will challenge you and try to distract you and make you turn away and not believe God and not pursue the things of God before you get it flowing good. He'll try to stop you and don't want you to think this will work because he'll bring up all kind of problems. The first tithe check you bring, you could have paid a bill with that. You crazy giving them folks your money. All that kind of stuff. But until you get your mind renewed, until you make a decision in your heart that I'm going to obey God, come hell or high water, I don't care what comes, I'm going to obey God. Because God's word is true.